For me, it is the sensation of one of my own family that is gravely ill and ending his days, and that's very sad because I had such an intimate and personal relationship with the Holy Father for many years, and indeed have continued since I came back to Ireland.
Many people will remember John Paul, the global statesman, John Paul, the peacemaker, John Paul, the traveller who travelled throughout the whole world more than all of his predecessors put together. But you, Bishop McGee, what are your very personal recollections of the Pope?
Well, I remember him, and of course he's still very much alive, but I remember him, my time with him, as being a very warm-hearted, very open, very transparent person. A person with a great sense of humour, a person who was deeply, deeply committed to his prayer life, and his prayer life took two ways, his Eucharistic and Marian prayer life, because they went hand in hand. And you can see right throughout his whole pontificate that those two come through all the time. And now, of late, since the beginning of this century, he has been concentrating on the contemplation of the face of Christ, the contemplation of Christ through the eyes of his mother, and now the contemplation of Christ in this Eucharistic year of Christ in the real presence. So he's a deeply, deeply reflective person on the beauty of the Christian message and the beauty of the person of Jesus. And that he is transmitting through all his writings, through all his talks, through all his journeys, and particularly through to the youth of the world, through his sharing the very charismatic personality that he is with them.